FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I've been trying to calm down two people in the studio because I think they're doing radio for the very first time. I said, look, there's nothing to it. You know, there's just a couple of microphones, us having a conversation, and 3 million people listening. What could possibly go wrong? So this is the one I've been wanting to talk about for a while, and you need to talk about out there as well, because, you know, we need to realise that there are people that are going to struggle and have been struggling for a number of years, and there is help out there, and we're just going to point you in the right direction. So special guest this lunchtime, I've got Laura Hales. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
We had to extract that hi, didn't we? And we've also got Ian Lord.
Ian Lloyd.
Ian Lloyd, right. So Sir Ian is in. And so just tell us what you do at the council.
So I'm the strategic manager for partnership and support services. And one of the areas is around cost of living, crisis, household support fund.
So, which is badly needed. Now.
Absolutely, yeah. At the moment, I mean, Household Support Fund has been in place for a few years now. We're fortunate enough that the government have extended the scheme, and there are means that are being provided at the moment in terms of the winter needs, recognising that there is still a high level of cost of living crisis out there in our communities, and there is a whole raft of support that has been mobilised and continues to be mobilised to try and aid our communities.
It's fantastic that the support is out there. It's not quite so fantastic that there are people out there that don't know it exists. And that's not your fault or our fault. It's just training people to have a look and sort of say, hey, look, you know, instead of looking in the wrong place when you need some assistance, look in the right place. And the right place is your local council, isn't it?
Yes, there is. And obviously the council's web pages are a great source of information. We have a specific cost of living page on there. And it's not just about Household Support Fund. It's also about the other support that's out there in the community. There is a huge amount of community support out there. And it's just enabling people to see where that is and how they can access it.
Okay, look, I've made a little list here. It's not a massive list, but I would say the main struggles are food, heating, Christmas.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to add to that? Because we'll talk about all of these things.
Well, the key needs really at the moment are people who are struggling with feeding. And this isn't age-related. It is all ages. It's from children all the way through to our seniors in society. And it's looking at the access to food, the ability to afford food, and when they can't, what support is available to them on that. But equally, as we enter into the winter period, we know that there is a raft of need around utility bills and support. Not least, without politicising a situation, we have the winter fuel payment situation that's materialised. And through the Household Support Fund, which I'm sure Laura will explain, we are providing some support for those that are in receipt of council tax support, not in receipt of pension credits, are just outside of receiving that the winter fuel top-up. And we're trying to provide some support around that as well over this winter period.
OK, let's bring in Laura then. She looks terrified, but let's bring her in anyway. And let's how does that all work then?
So one of the schemes that we're actually delivering will be, as Ian said, the utility vouchers for people of pensionable age in receipt of local council tax support as of the 11th of November, but not receiving pension credit. We will be contacting those people at the end of this month, sending them an application form of which they can submit back to us from the start of December through to the end of March, and we will start issuing £75 vouchers out to those people from the beginning of January.
Do they need to do anything in the meantime? Do they have to like claim it, or are you aware of everyone?
So we've got the list of people that has been provided to us by our benefits team. So we will be writing to each of those households individually, enclosing the application form. All they need to do is complete the application form and send it back to us.
Okay. Is that an email or is it through the post?
It's a physical form. They can either put it back in the post or drop it into County Hall and we'll pick it up from there.
Okay. So somebody that is not even aware of they might be, you know, able to claim that, they're going to get told.
Yeah. And they'll receive a letter, hopefully, at the end of next week.
That's great. That's brilliant.
I think there's another aspect to this as well, Ian, and it's about recognising that to receive the winter fuel allowance as it is now, based on the announcement the government made, you need to be in receipt of pension credits. So there is an aspect of whether our pensioners out there on low incomes are maximising their opportunity to apply for pension credits and receive pension credits. So I would urge anyone who is of a pensionable age that is on a low income to make inquiries about pension credits to see whether they can, one, top up their income with pension credits, and secondly, be eligible then for the winter fuel payments ongoing.
Okay, so there's been a lot of noise about this over the last couple of months because obviously the government have brought this in and lots of people are moaning and groaning about it. But it's not done and dusted. It's not so you're better off investigating and finding out whether you are or not rather than shouting your mouth off and saying, "Oh, no, I'm not getting any help."
I think it's really important that people access the support that is available to them to maximise their income, because it's not just about winter fuel struggles, it's also about the daily challenges that people may have in terms of balancing what they can afford to buy and what they can't. So any opportunity to increase their income which is available to them, they should be exploring that.
Okay, so on one half they don't need to do anything because they will be contacted, but other people that are on different benefits, they need to get in touch with somebody and just sort of check whether they will be, you know, they can receive some kind of benefit. Where do they go for that?
Yeah, people have got up until the 21st of December to apply for pension credit, and as long as they put on their application form that they want it to be backdated, they can still receive this year's winter fuel allowance. So places like Citizens Advice, Living Well, Pan Together will all be able to help with those application forms. But if people need to know more information, then obviously they can contact my team and we'll be able to point them in the right direction.
That's great, and I know these places have all popped up in the last few years, and they're all doing, and there's so much more than, oh, here's some food. They are physically helping and so on. So I'm guessing because they're part of your team, you know, you're overseeing certain things, they actually know, they do know what they're doing, and they know how to do it, and they know how to get the best deal for people.
Yeah, all the organisations are independent, but we've been working with them for a number of years, and yeah, they're all experienced with what they're doing, and be able to help with further benefits and financial advice rather than just the pension credit application form.
Okay, so just to recap then, if you are one of those people that might be and you're not on the list of you're definite, where do we go to look?
So we'll contact those people who are definitely not eligible or definitely not in receipt of that benefit at the moment. We would encourage those people to actually apply. There is a list of the benefits team at the Isle of Wight Council, and they're probably going to shoot me now, would actually be able to tell people whether they are eligible or not. But as I say, organisations such as Citizens Advice, Pan Together, Living Well, they would all be able to help.
Okay, so you're actually going to message the people that are not going to get it as well, but you're advising them too?
We're doing a direct
that's brilliant.
Postal.
That is a brilliant thing, because some people will just assume, and this is just giving them a gentle little nudge to say, hey, look, don't assume, you might, and you know, can't promise anything, but you might just benefit from it. But already you get something in the post, or you get something to say, this is where you go and look for it.
There's a number of campaigns that are on the go at the moment. So locally, we know that Citizens Advice, Age UK, Isle of Wight have been very proactive in terms of promoting pension credit uptake. And I think equally, we've mentioned about local links in terms of organisations and websites to go to, but don't forget the national website in terms of pension credits is available, and people can see for themselves in terms of how to apply for it and what the eligibility is.
Okay, fantastic. Should we talk about food? There's lots of things that you just mentioned a load of places where you can get vouchers and so on and so forth. Can we just go for a few now as well? I know you mentioned Pan Together, they do all sorts, and I know you've got food banks as well.
Yeah, we've also got, there's a network of 12 community pantries across the island.
Oh, I didn't know there were 12.
There are 12.
Crikey.
So we'll have 6 static pantries where they offer fresh and frozen food as well as your cupboard essentials. But there are also then 6 what we are calling pop-up pantries where excuse me, they turn up at a set place, set time every week, I'm losing my voice. Excuse me, sorry. And they have just your cupboard essentials. They don't have the fresh and frozen.
Right.
But there's a total of 12 provisions across the island. Opening times, locations can all be found on our website, which is www.iow.gov.uk/household support. There's a link there, a specific page for community pantries. In addition to the community pantries, we also have crisis food vouchers available for people who are really struggling financially. They can apply to one of our delivery partners for a £25 food voucher. If that application is accepted, they'll get the voucher. They will also be referred to an organisation that can help with the underlying need of those financial difficulties and hopefully help them to become more financially independent. We will also, in January, be distributing £25 food Sainsbury's food vouchers to just under 10,000 households across the island, just to help them with the cost of living in January.
What is a crisis voucher, and how much of a crisis do you need to be in to get it?
They just need to explain why they are struggling. So obviously those people who maybe have gone out and bought the latest Apple Watch and then said they got no money may not be eligible, but if the delivery partners are agreeable with those financial difficulties, then it's likely they'll receive a voucher.
And let's be honest, that's quite fair, isn't it? Because you don't want to take money off people that really, really do need it. And just because your own, you know, greed, stupidity, you know, bought an Apple Watch or something else, another watch, other watches are available. you know, so that to me makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
That's absolutely right, Ian. And I think the key thing is that it's about working with an individual to establish why they may be in crisis, but ultimately not just contending with the crisis there and then, but to work with them to address what some of the challenges they may have and opportunities that are available to them to help them and aid them to get out of the crisis situation.
And when you're in that situation, they're also going to tell you, hey, look, there's all of this help, there's all of this assistance here for you, and, you know, talk you through that as well. I think it's a win-win situation, isn't it? So do you want to talk about Christmas? Is there Christmas stuff that's going to be available, or is it, you know, in January as well? This must be a really horrendous time of year, because we're the expectancy of having a wonderful Christmas and paying out loads of money is... And you might not be in that situation too. Other people might get themselves into debt, as we've just said, because Christmas is coming. They don't want to disappoint. So when it comes to January, we're even worse off. And mentally, our health has dipped somewhat as well. So I'm guessing over the next couple of months, things are in place?
We're currently in what we're calling a community grant round, where community organisations, charities, town and parish councils can apply to us for funding to deliver tangible forms of support to those that they work with. As I say, we're currently in a round at the minute. We hope to push out money just before Christmas. However, this is an ongoing thing that we've been doing for the last 3 years, and there is a list of all the community organisations we have funded on our website, under our Work So Far pages, and people can contact those organisations. Some of them were funded just at the end of the last grant round and will still have support available. Some of that's food hampers, some of it's warm blankets, clothing. They can attend cooking sessions and that sort of thing, just to help with those underlying needs and get people hopefully back.
Fantastic. There's so much help out there, isn't there? There really is. So, you know, the message is quite simple. You just got to seek it. So just say, for instance, Ian, you're down a pub tonight. Okay, and
what are you trying to say, Ian?
Well, I'm just saying, you're down the pub tonight, and someone, you're having a chat, and you talk to a mate, and it's you know, I'm down on my luck. I'm dreading Christmas. I can't even afford to put the heating on. You know, I can't remember the last time I had a decent meal, and so on. What do you say to that person?
I think, firstly, don't be afraid to ask someone. Don't be afraid to seek assistance. And the key thing is, there is a lot of assistance out there, and it's not putting any negativity on it. It's about saying, okay, what can we do to support you to help you to address some of the challenges, but also contend with the here and now. So don't be afraid to reach out for the support. There is a whole raft of community support available. We've mentioned a number of those already. Please have a look at the cost of living webpage. That provides a lot of information and detail in terms of where you can access that support. But don't be embarrassed by it. I think it is about working with you to look at what the factors are in terms of the situation. If there is an immediate crisis, what is available that can address that here and now? But looking at the longer term self-sustainability aspect for the individual so that they have control and they have the ability to manage for themselves, but with that initial support to aid them.
Quite need another pint now.
Absolutely.
That's great. I mean, that's great advice. You mentioned cost of living. So I'm guessing the easy thing to do is go to the council website, type in cost of living, or just go to Google, type in cost of living, it'll come up, won't it? And all that advice is there. It's all completely free of charge. And you might qualify for some of it. You might not qualify for any of it. But, I mean, what have you lost if you just type in those words, cost of living, and it will come up and help. And it might, you know, be the making of this Christmas, this year, and you know, it might be the light at the end of the tunnel as well. You don't know. Is there anything else you want to add, Laura?
I was just going to add that obviously if anybody's got any queries, they're welcome to contact my team and just give us a shout. So we've got lots of contact information, and you know, we can signpost people to the right place.
Okay, so I'm guessing when they go onto the cost of living page, that it will come through to the right people and they'll deal with it.
Yeah.
And just before you go, there's letters coming out. When will they receive them?
They should receive them towards the end of next week, right at the beginning of December, and they can start to complete them and return the application forms from the beginning of December.
And if they don't receive it, what should they do?
If they don't receive it, give us a shout, give us a call, and then we can look into, obviously, whether the letters got lost in the post or whether those people aren't actually eligible, and we can signpost them somewhere else as to where they can apply.
Okay, so watch the post. In the next week or so, next week, by the end of next week, you should have a load of stuff. Some will say that you're going to bend, you are, and some are going to say you're not, but here's what you want to do if you are struggling.
Yep.
Well, that's fantastic help, isn't it? I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you came in as well.
And, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's warmer in here than out there at the moment.
It certainly is, and I'm sorry now, but we've got to shove you back out in there in that cold. But thanks very much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And again, that website, the website details are
www.iow.gov.uk/householdsupport.
Thank you both.